Welcome to episode 1083 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
In the wake of humanity's expulsion from Eden, a new chapter unfolds. Adam and Eve, bearing the weight of their disobedience, till the soil outside the garden, their hearts heavy with the loss of paradise. Yet, amidst the thorns and thistles, a glimmer of hope remains, the promise of a Redeemer, a descendant who will one day conquer the serpent. From this exiled couple, two sons are born, Cain, the tiller of the ground, and Abel, the keeper of sheep. They grow, each embracing his own path, their lives intertwined yet distinct. But a shadow lingers over their brotherhood, a subtle tension that will soon erupt into a conflict that will forever alter the course of human history. Now, as the sun rises on a new day, we find Cain and Abel approaching a simple altar, their arms laden with offerings. One brings the fruits of the earth, the other the firstborn of his flock. But their gifts, though seemingly similar, carry vastly different intentions, reflecting the hidden struggles within their hearts. The stage is set for a confrontation, a clash between obedience and rebellion, between humility and pride. The seeds of envy have been sown, and their bitter fruit is about to ripen.
Always the favorite, the shepherd, the innocent, while I toil in the fields, wrestling with the cursed ground.
Brother, why do you frown? Come, let us offer our gifts to the Lord with grateful hearts.
Grateful? For what? For this life of toil and hardship? For the thorns and thistles that mock my every effort?
Brother, we are blessed. We have life, breath, the beauty of this world around us. Surely, there is much to be grateful for.
You speak easily of blessings, shepherd. Your life is simple. Your flocks multiply effortlessly. But I struggle against the earth, my brow perpetually sweat-stained.
Cain, God sees our hearts, not just our offerings. He knows the labor you pour into your work. Come, let us pray together, that he may accept our gifts.
My offering is as good as yours. I have brought the first fruits of my harvest, the best of my labor. Why should he favor yours over mine?
Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it.
Cain's face contorts with a mixture of anger and fear. He looks at Abel, his eyes blazing with resentment. Abel, sensing the growing darkness in his brother, reaches out a hand, but Cain pushes it away. A few days later, a golden field stretches under the warmth of the afternoon sun. The gentle hum of insects fills the air as Abel tends his flock, guiding the sheep to graze on fresh patches of grass. In the distance, Cain works the hardened soil, sweat dripping from his brow as he pulls weeds from his crops. The serenity of the scene belies the storm brewing between the brothers.
Must be nice, Abel, to have everything handed to you. God's favor, his acceptance. You stand there smiling, while I break my back for a blessing that never comes.
Brother, it's not like that. You know God doesn't play favorites. He looks at the heart, Cain. Maybe.
Don't you dare lecture me about the heart. Do you think I don't give my best? I work harder than you. I till this cursed ground every day, and what do I get? Nothing. But you, your offering gets accepted, and you stand there as if you're better than me.
I'm not better, Cain. I'm just trying to honor him the way he asks. It's not about the work. It's about obedience and faith. If you just...
Obedience? Faith? Don't talk to me about faith, Abel. You think you're so righteous because you raise sheep instead of crops? You're just lucky, that's all. You think God actually cares about what I bring?
It's not about luck. Cain, please, don't let this anger consume you. God told you, if you do what is right, you'll be accepted too. But if you don't, sin is waiting, crouching at the door. You have to rule over it.
Sin? Don't pretend you know me, Abel. You don't understand what it's like to be rejected, to watch someone else take everything I've worked for. You think you're so holy, so perfect, but you're no better than me.
I'm not trying to compete with you, Cain. This isn't about you versus me. It's about us and God. If you would just trust him, he'll bless you too.
Trust him, or trust you. Maybe this field isn't big enough for the both of us, Abel.
Cain turns abruptly, storming off toward his crops, leaving Abel standing alone with his sheep. As Cain disappears into the distance, Abel sighs, gazing after his brother with a mixture of sadness and concern. The sheep graze peacefully around him, unaware of the tension that will soon shatter the fragile peace of the field. A few hours later...
Back again, Abel. Come to preach at me some more, or maybe to gloat.
I didn't come to argue, Cain. I came because you're my brother, and I care about you. I can see this anger is eating at you, and I don't want it to destroy you.
Destroy me? Don't pretend you're here for me, Abel. You're here because you think you're better. Always so calm, so perfect.
No one is perfect, Cain. Not me, not you. But this anger, it's blinding you. God warned you, but you still have a choice, Cain. You can turn back.
Turn back to what, Abel? To a God who doesn't care about me. To a life where no matter what I do, I'm always in your shadow. Don't you see? There's no turning back for me.
That's not true, Cain. God hasn't abandoned you. You're the one turning away. Please don't let this anger rule you. You're stronger than this.
Stronger? You don't know what it's like to feel invisible, to work and work and still not be enough. You can't understand that, Abel, because you've never had to fight for approval.
Abel steps closer, placing a hand on Cain's shoulder, but the gesture only seems to ignite Cain's rage. He shrugs Abel's hand off violently.
You don't belong here, Abel. Not in this field, not in my life.
Cain, listen to yourself. This isn't you. This isn't who you are. Please...
Stop telling me who I am.
In a sudden, furious motion, Cain raises the farming tool. Abel's eyes widen, and he takes a step back, but it's too late. The tool comes down with devastating force, and Abel collapses to the ground, the life draining from his body. The field falls silent. The sheep, startled, scatter in every direction. Cain stands over his brother, breathing heavily, the reality of his actions sinking in. He drops the tool, staring at his bloodied hands in horror.
What have I done?
The sun sets slowly, casting deep shadows over the field. In the growing darkness, Cain stumbles away, leaving Abel's lifeless body behind as the echoes of his brother's final words linger in his mind.
Please, don't let this anger rule you.
Cain, where is Abel, your brother?
God!
Cain, where is Abel?
I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?
Listen to what the ground says. It has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. Now you are cursed and driven from the ground, which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth.
My punishment is greater than I can bear.
If anyone kills you, Cain, he will be avenged seven times, and I will put a mark on you, so that no one who finds you will kill you.
Adam and Eve sit near the edge of the field, the remnants of the day's work scattered around them. The air is heavy, as if creation itself mourns. Abel's body has been buried, but the pain of his loss lingers like a shadow over the first family. Nearby, the ground bears the scars of the tragic act, a silent witness to the consequences of sin. The distant figure of Cain fades into the horizon as he begins his exile.
This was not how it was meant to be. We were given life, a garden, joy, and now, death. Death has entered our home, taken our son.
Our Abel, our innocent one. He only wanted to please God and now he's gone, and Cain, our Cain, he's lost to us too. What have we brought into this world, Adam? What have we done?
Our sin. It began with us, and now our children bear its curse. We were warned, Eve, and yet we thought we could take what was forbidden and remain unscathed. We've brought this pain into their lives.
Is there no end to this suffering? Will death and sorrow follow all of our children, Adam? How can we bear this burden?
The faint rustle of leaves stirs in the distance. A voice, familiar yet transcendent, fills the space with a gentle but firm tone.
Adam, Eve, do not lose heart. The ground is cursed and death has come, but this is not the end. I have not forgotten my promise. Through the seed of the woman, a redeemer will rise. He will crush the serpent's head and restore what has been lost. Through sorrow you will see hope, through death life will come.
Adam and Eve lift their heads, tears still streaming, but a flicker of hope ignites in their eyes. They do not fully understand the promise, but the weight of God's words brings a measure of comfort.
A Redeemer, a Son who will set things right. O Lord, may your mercy prevail.
We will trust in him. Even in this pain, we will trust.
That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.